Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechta Shavuos, Parak Gimel, Mishnechas Mishnetes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher to find Ruzivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, at the end of the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned the concept of Shavuos Shav, which is a new type of Shavuos that we have not encountered yet. And this is based off of a pasuk that says, Loi Sisa Shem Hashem Lekechel Shav, don't take the name of Hashem, your God, in vain. Meaning, don't use it for useless, silly things. So now we explain, Ezu Shavuos Shav, what does that mean, a Shavuos Shav? A useless or wasteful Shavuos, if you will. So here's example number one. Nishba L'shanes is Hayidua La'adam, a person makes a shvua to change something that is already known to people. For example, Amar ala amud shel even shuzav. If he makes a shvua about a stone pillar that is made out of gold, or val isho isha, val isha she ish, he makes a shvua about a man that he's a woman, or a shvua about a woman that she's a man. In all these cases, he's trying to change reality of something that everybody knows, and he uses Hashem's name in a shvua for this. That's called a shvua shav, and he's over for that. Here's another example of shvua shav. Nishbal davar she'i efsher. If he made a shvua on something that's impossible, and here there's a little part of the shvua that's missing. He, let's say, walks into his house and says, all fruits should be usher to me. And here we pick up with the Mishnah, Im loy re'isi gamal shaperech ba'avir. If I didn't just see a camel flying in the air. Or he says, Im loy re'isi nachash karz be'sabad. If I didn't see a snake, that's the shape of the beam that's used to press olives. And since both these things are impossibilities, there's no such thing as flying camels or snakes that look like the beam that press olives. And this is obviously flat out silly and ridiculous and can't be. That's another example of a shvuah shav. Here's a third example of a shvuah shav, which is called being nishba to be Vatal mitzvah, Amr l'edim. Let's say he tells edim, who have edus, they have something to testify about, and it's for him. And he tells them, Boyu ve'eduni, come and give edus about me. And then they respond, Shvuah shloi ne'idach, we make a shvuah that we're not going to give edus about you. This is shvuah shav, they're trying to be mevatal mitzvah. There's actually chiv midai raisa, that if you have edus, you have testimony about a person, you have to say it. Here's another example of this, nishbal vatal mitzvah. Somebody makes a shvuah to be mevatal mitzvah. For example, shloi lasei sukkah, not to do sukkah, shloi lita lulav, not to shake a lulav, shloi l'nech tefillin, or to not put on tefillin. In all these cases, zuhi shvuah shav shechayven al zdoina makas v'ashigasa pater. This is a type of shvuah shav that if a person did b'mezid, he's chayv makas, but if he did b'shegig, he's pater. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, we're here, we're going to have two different types of shvuah. Let's say a guy said, shvuah sha'oichal kikar zu, shvuah that I will eat this loaf of bread. And then he said, shvuah sha'loichlana, shvuah that I'm not going to eat it. So harishana shvuah's bitoy, the first one is considered shvuah's bitoy that we learned a whole bunch of different examples of, and that means that he has to eat this loaf of bread, and if he doesn't, he's going to be chayv a karbon. Vashni, the second one is shvuah shav, and that's because since he already has a chiyuv, he already has a mitzvah that he has to eat the loaf of bread because of his first shvuah, so his second shvuah is something that he's not able to keep to anyway. He can't not eat the loaf of bread, so it would be a shvuah shav. And therefore, says the Mishnah, achala, if he ate it, avar al shvuah shav. He was over on the shvuah shav because the shvuah was that I'm not going to eat it, but he ate it. But layachal, if he doesn't eat it, avar al shvuah bitoy. He's over on the shvuah bitoy, so here he got himself stuck in catch 22, and so either which way, whatever he does, he eats it or he doesn't eat it, he's going to be chayev. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph with more Dinam of Shavua. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.